He never said, you sin so much, I ain't have nothing to do with you. You can't find it one time. He will say to the person that he'll go and sin no more. Oh, well, don't go back and keep doing what you're doing. Watch it. In the 35th verse, 35. Jesus went about all the cities and villages. How many? Teaching, explaining, making clear. I'm going to go say it again. Teaching, explaining, and making it clear and understandable to the people. And what teaching does, it explains, it makes it clear. So you understand. He was not their enemy. He came. So he went about teaching. Notice he was teaching where? He went to the synagogues. No, synagogues, plural. He went to the synagogue. He went everywhere. But watch what happened. Teaching in their synagogue and doing what? Preaching, proclaiming. He preaching is proclaiming, telling the good news. Proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. I'm from another kingdom. And this is the good news from that kingdom. How God sent me to seek and to save that which was lost. That's the good news. That's what he was proclaiming. Then after he proclaimed this good news, explained it to them, then preached, and he did it. And he healed what? Come on. And he did what? He healed every sickness and every disease. But you listen to people talk today. He's not doing that. Why would he do it then for those people and get to this generation where you are living in, and he's not doing that? But he's putting sickness on you to teach you something. He's putting sickness on you because you're hard-headed. Now, what he did yesterday, he's still doing today. You don't think there were some hard-headed people back then? You don't think there was some unlearned, hard to deal with people back then? Do you think? I promise you. But he went, he healed every sickness. Didn't say he healed everybody, but he healed every sickness and every disease among the people. And that's what it said, right? So don't let the doctor, we respect doctor, we honor them. Thank God for them. Thank God for medical science, because if it wasn't for medical science, a lot of us that's living now would be dead. Just tell the truth. We wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for them, what they have achieved. But don't let your life as a believer be limited to what they say, because they don't have final word over you. They'll say, you going out, you going to die. But that's not so. Because God said, the number of your days, I will fulfill. If you believe what God said over what they said, and they say it's your last day, God will call you to live 15 more years. 20 more years. Am I right about it? So don't let no man, I don't care how much medicine, how much knowledge he has in the medical field, have the final say so of your life. You don't allow that. You let the word of God tells you. Let the word of God tell you. So we have proof here, right here in this scripture, that every disease can be healed. Every sickness can be healed. Every disease can be healed because Jesus did it. If he did it for them, he will do it for you. We're washed in the same blood. We belong to the same family. And we are members of the same body. Hallelujah. But watch what happened. But when he saw the multitude, now he was in the synagogue, and you know it wasn't no multitude up in that synagogue, because it said plurals, multitude. But when he saw who, what? The multitude, he was what? They must have heard he was over there. And they start coming from different places. And watch. They start coming from where? Different places. They had to. Because you know no multitude, ain't no multitude up in here. But if all the ground get filled and all down the highway and all down the, we'll say, wow, a multitude of folks have showed up. But you ain't gonna say it about this crowd here. Yes. So he was moved with compassion. What moved him? He saw that pack of wolves. He saw people harassed. He saw people hurting. You ever thought about it? A child born. Parents don't want it. Thrown aside. That's a precious life. You ever think about that? There's children out there right now. Then when they get bad, start killing and robbing. We want to jump on the child. You know, really, for that child to turn out like that, it really is not his fault altogether. After you get him and teach him, then he rebelled. Then he has to accept his responsibility. But when that child first get here, it's the parents' responsibility to make sure they learn, that they teach them the right way of life. But here's broken home, broken limb, broken, hurting, harassed by the devil, this sick. You ever have a child that's hurt? I remember, Corey and I learned this years ago. When we first started learning this, we put it into practice. And we could tell you stories. I told them in time past about Kenny. And I don't know what, but the doctor said, We took him to the doctor. He said the way his heart was beating, it was like had 10-gallon can of water or liquid trying to run up the hill with both of them in his hand. That's the kind of stress it was putting on his heart. So, and I was believing God all I knew how. We agreed. And so we finally got through there. He got delivered from it. But the devil came back later on for a second round. You know, you may lose, kind of getting knocked around the first round, but I was ready for him that second round. All right, then. Boy, I jumped on that devil. He ain't never had anybody jump on him like that. You know that boy. He was, and when I got through rebuking that devil and doing, she had to go to work. I stayed there and I was keeping it. And the Lord said, when he wake up, he's going to eat. Go ahead, you can go ahead and cook him some. Sure enough, Kenny woke up. He awake. And I cooked them some egg, and that boy woke up and ate the egg, and they never slowed down. We ain't never had to deal with that again. Somebody had to put that devil on.